Move at 92.5.
Hey, girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Pardon me, miss, but are you a transformer? Because you're looking Optimus fine tonight. If I do say so myself. Can you tell I'm a British person? Well, I'm not really, because I just learned this accent off YouTube, so women would find me more attractive.
It's working.
Worked on me. Hello.
What do you say we go back to my flat and snog?
Oh, okay.
I'll even let you beat the bishop. After he says that, whatever you do, don't tell him you just threw your entire Harry Potter DVD collection into the trash. Instead, tell him you know a really good dentist, and then give him the number to the Loser Line, so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play over the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, it's I met you at the bar last night. I just wanted to let you know you left your earring on the bar, and I have it. And just shoot me your address, and I'll come over. I'll bring it over to you. Hopefully there's a reward.
Next message.
Oh my gosh, dude. Just give it to Lawson.
That's not how Cinderella works.
Yeah.
It's not that.
No.
No.
No woman's going to give you what you want for a lost earring.
Yeah.
From what it sounds like.
They probably don't even know it's missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got it from Forever 21. Yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Next message.
Hey, it's good to meet you the other night. I'm looking forward to the date on Saturday. I think just do, easy dinner, drinks. I wouldn't worry about it too much. A little upscale casual maybe. But, I'd love it if you did your hair straight a little bit. The curly hair just kind of reminds me of someone I don't want to talk about, who she is. So, maybe just, keep your hair a little straighter this time. Thanks. Looking forward to going out with you again. See you Saturday.
Next message.
It's always good to instruct a woman how to dress.
Isn't that
never do that, guys?
Oh, yeah. You guys don't like that?
No, it's weird.
You don't want to be told how to look and what we like?
Oh, let me change who I am because of your insecurities. Yeah, that sounds great.
You do it to us. Women want to change us. We're just doing it back to
different.
You. Oh, it's okay. That's acceptable.
Next message.
Yo, Stace, I was wondering if you had an extra heart because mine was just stolen.
Oh my God.
I was just calling to see, maybe we could go out again because last night, something was wrong with my eyes because I couldn't take them off of you.
No.
I was like, I wish you'd have felt my shirt when we were hanging out because it's definitely made of boyfriend material, if you know what I'm saying. By the way, this is Jake. No, I was wondering if your feet hurt because you've been running through my dreams all night.
Next message.
Oh, God.
That guy's the definition of smooth.
That was advice from his dad.
Yeah. And that whole message was bad, but what actually really stood out to me about it was whoever bleeped his name did a terrible job. I don't know which one of our editors was in charge.
Like an art team?
Yeah. I mean, barely bleeped the name Jake.
It was like Jake.
It was
like
Jeep.
Oh, come on. I didn't notice
it was bleeped. I just heard Jake. Yeah, I know. So, really disappointed in our editing team on that one.
Some guy named Jake out there. Like, yes. Dang it. Yes. I'm the one they messed up the bleep.
Apologies to Jake.
Sorry, bro.
But he did call back and leave 20 more pickup lines.
No.
Don't play him.
I'm just kidding. He didn't do it. But remember, you can get the special Loser Line number if you text the word loser, LOSER, to 78592. Give it out to a weirdo like a Jake out there.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll call us and leave us a weird voicemail. Like this one.
Next message.
Hi, David. It's Maddie here calling. I know we hung out earlier tonight and we talked for 90 minutes or so, but I feel like you barely know me. We didn't really even get a chance to talk about who I am and what I like and all the cool things about me. So let me just jump right in here and let you know that I love gardening, biking, hiking, TV, skateboarding, judo. I love collecting antiques. I also have a huge rock collection. I even have a piece of the Berlin Wall that I am just dying to show you when we hang out next. I love to share with you about me, and I think you're really going to like me even more once we hang out more. I'm sorry. Oh, God, am I getting ahead of myself? A lot of people call me Chatty Natty, and they ask if I've had coffee, and I don't even drink coffee. But, at the same time, I just really am so excited. I want to tell you all about me so that you can actually get a
next message.
Oh, oh my God, wow. It cut her off. I like the live report of her Tinder profile. Yeah. Is what I felt like we just got.
That's what every guy wants to hear about. Yeah. Do you feel like the guy, when he was interacting with her in real life, got to say a single word?
No, I
highly doubt it.
Yeah, well, he got enough words in to give her the loser line.
There you
so
go.
We're thankful
probably just
for
had
that.
To write it down and walk away mid sentence.
Yeah. I bet you she's still talking and leaving a message as we speak.
Next message.
What's up, babe? You know who this is. Wait, you do know who this is, right? Yeah, it's nothing. Sorry, the pain meds are still keeping me a little foggy, which leads me to why I'm on pain meds. I know you told me that you dug a man who was, how'd you say, spontaneous and bold. How's this for bold? Last night, I got drunk. Okay. That's not why I called. Because I got drunk, and then I got your name tattooed on my body. You know what I'm saying? Now, where's that tattoo? No. I can't tell you, baby. I got to show you. No. I'll just say this. It was so painful. Ooh, it was so painful. I got that name tattooed, and we almost ran out of space. It was hard to get that name where it was, but we did it. We did it good. Anyway, call me back, Jan.
Next
Jan. Jan. My name is three letters long.
And it barely fits.
I was going to say, well, I bet she had like a really short name.
Wow.
And sure enough.
He deserves that. He does.
I feel like it's not the first woman's name he's tattooed onto his body before either.
He meets a Bridget in the bar and he's like, sorry, too many letters. Yeah. Girl. I got to move over.
Yeah. That is the loser line. Remember, you can listen to it regularly at this time every week. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.